Good morning out there, all you Blue Jays fans. I figured I was going to be running more of a psychology office this morning if the Blue Jays did not get a win. Thank God they got a win and broke this four-game losing streak that they were on yesterday. And things hopefully will get back on track. So first things first, we're going to have to talk the elephant in the room. Devin Travis has been sent down to the Buffalo Bisons, everybody. This is more just to get him right, I think, before, let him run at second base. But the underlining issue here is with all this wonderful depth that the Blue Jays organization has amassed, a lot of these guys are going to have options like Devin Travis, and then you're going to have other people like, okay, well, what do you do with Kendrys Morales? What do you do with Randal Grichuk, who is out of options? Right now, it buys him some time before Josh Donaldson comes back to be able to do this by sending Devin Travis down to the minor leagues because he did have options left on his contract, where St. Louis Cardinals used all the ones on Randal Grichuk and so on and so forth for a lot of others. Plus, the Blue Jays needed an extra arm in the bullpen over the weekend after John Gibbons went on record and said they're tired. And Carlos Ramirez was the contrary move for the Devin Travis optioning. Carlos Ramirez, as you saw last season, can be a very viable arm for the Toronto Blue Jays in the minor league system. It's been said by many professional scouts and whatnot that he has some of the best talent, and his ceiling is maybe being a closer someday. But right now, he's only done last season. He never allowed a run in his whole minor league season, 37 some odd innings. And yeah, that's slightly insane. How many people do you see get that? So as that goes on, the Toronto Blue Jays have an extra arm in the bullpen for the time being before they go to Minnesota. So, yesterday's game, after a long weekend of terribleness and having rough times against the Texas Rangers, the Blue Jays finally were able to get out and going a little bit on offense. So, the two runs in the second inning for this one on, Yonder Solarte Parte. Another home run for him. That is his seventh of the year, folks. I don't think he's going to be going anywhere in this lineup. I think one way or the other, they're going to have to find a way to get Solarte at bats. The second run was scored on a Randal Grichuk sack fly that brought in Kevin Pillar, who has been on absolute fire. But we will get to Kevin Pillar shortly. Moving on, in the third, they got another run on Teoscar Hernandez's ridiculously hot bat. I don't know what has gotten into him, and I just hope it keeps up, because he went 2-for-3 in this one with the home run, and he scored twice. And the home run, folks, I have to mention this, opposite field, too. It was to far right center field. Just insane amounts of power from Teoscar Hernandez thus far. Moving along and keeping with the home run trend, Kevin Pillar homers again, folks. The hot April has continued. That's 2 days in a row with a home run from Kevin Pillar. And he has just been on absolute fire, boom shakalaka, just to throw the NBA Jam reference in there. It might be the shoes, who knows, folks. But the Toronto Blue Jays, as I had mentioned, are getting hotter and hotter, hopefully, on the plate side of things. And we'll see what happens with them. So, moving along. As the Rangers came back into this one a little bit, they would take a little while to get going, but the Blue Jays offense would get on a tear in the next few innings and catch everything as Jetson Smoke got another sacrifice fly to bring in another run, and then Yonder Solarte had another RBI as he singles in Teoscar Hernandez. And that gives you all your runs for the Toronto Blue Jays as they win this one 7-2. So, on the mound, however, Jay Happ has been basically the Blue Jays MVP on the mound, or a Cy Young Award winner, I guess would be the better term. So, 4-1 after yesterday's start. 7 innings, exactly what the bullpen needed was a day off, and that was exactly what we needed from Jay Happ. 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 was on a solo home run. Nine strikeouts and no walks, though. That is the best thing right there, because as far as J-Hap goes, if he's striking out batters, which I think he does very sneakily and under the radar, it definitely keeps this very interesting. J-Hap has been a wonder for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he has been just great. So hopefully this will all keep going, especially with how our starting pitching has been over the first part of the season here. We need J-Hap to be that solid anchor that he has been so far. So Ryan Tepera would come in, get an inning, a work in, strike out a pair. And then Aaron Loop, folks, who has apparently figured some things out over the last weekend here. So another scoreless inning and allowed just one hit for him. And it just keeps going. Toronto Blue Jays offense has figured some things out, it appears. So let's hope this all keeps going as they take this whole thing on the road and head to Minnesota. They'll take on the Twinkies. And Aaron Sanchez is going to kick off the contest at 8 o'clock this evening Eastern time against Lance Lynn. So hopefully Sanchez can continue to trend upward after, I'm not even going to say a poor start. You know, he had a decent start, and he's only been getting better, folks. This is the Aaron Sanchez that we have been hoping and praying for over the last season. And unfortunately, last season, with all the issues, he never did make it back. But this is exactly what we were expecting when we did get him back. So now we'll talk some minor league baseball, folks, as the Buffalo Bisons finally got another one going and took the win in this one in a very, very close game as they win 2-0. And this is in no short part to the efforts of Deck McGuire. Yes, that Deck McGuire, everybody. The Deck McGuire that played for the Toronto Blue Jays as a draftee is back in the Blue Jays system, if you had not heard this already. And he was on fire yesterday. 5 innings, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 9 strikeouts as his Deck McGuire, basically, yesterday. So what a start from him as he held down the fort and continued to hold down the Pawtucket Red Sox, which is no small task. They might only have a 6-8 record, but they are a good team besides that. So, as the Blue Jays are the Bison's offense goes, not a lot to go on unless you look at Danny Jansen, not Casey Jansen. Danny Jansen locked in and crushed one as he picked up his second home run of the season in this one. He also had 2 hits. So, good times for Danny Jansen. And he has been a very, very fun player to watch so far, everybody. The second run of the game was scored on a Dalton Pompey sacrifice fly that scored Gifton Gope, everybody. So no Devin Travis in the lineup yesterday, as he probably was traveling or taking a day off. At least he will probably more than likely start the season or the series for the Bisons off on Monday against the Rail Riders. So the Rail Riders being the affiliate of the New York Yankees. So, moving along, the New Hampshire Fisher Cats unfortunately were rained out after, you know, barely an inning. So that's how it's going to work for them. They got 2.5 innings in on this one, and they are losing 3-0 to the Trenton Thunder, who is also part of the Yankees affiliation. And yes, that's where we're going to leave it, unfortunately, on that one, because it's going to be picked up again on some other future dates when the two teams play each other. Down to Dunedin, where Josh Donaldson is continuing his rehab assignment. The Dunedin Blue Jays, unfortunately, would lose 1-0 in this one and only picked up 1 hit as they were wrecked for 10. It's amazing that the the Dunedin Blue Jays' offense was held down like this. They are a very, very strong, potent offense. And that's a couple games in a row now that they were unable to really keep things going. So, as I had mentioned, just 1 hit for the Dunedin Blue Jays, and that came off of the bat of Logan Warmuth, who was batting in the leadoff spot. So, as the Dunedin Blue Jays, like I said, scattered plenty in this one, Angel Podormo got the start and gave up the only run in the ball game. 4 hits, 5 innings of work, and the home run was the only deciding factor in this one that he gave up. But great start for Podormo. 1 earned run, 3 strikeouts, and a walk. And then it just continued to cruise for the bullpen there as Nick Fishman got a pair of outs, or a pair of innings of work, 3 hits. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Toronto Dunedin Blue Jays in this one. Moving down to Lansing, where they played a doubleheader and split the doubleheader. First game. Their mighty offense was cooled in the 7 innings of work. Just 1 earned run. And, yeah, that would be the basic story for that first one. There was only 1 run scored in the game. Waiting for my fun to load here, as unfortunately my notes are being stupid at the moment, folks. So, sorry. So, 5 hits, 1 run. And the 1 run came off of the bat of Brock Lundquist, everybody, again. As Brock Lundquist continues to impress, but the he only got 1 at bat this game, and it was a sack fly. Well, 1 recorded an official at bat because he had a sack fly and a walk. So 0 for 1 with an RBI, Brock Lundquist. It's a fun line. But the big story in this one, Yesenia Diaz, everybody. If you haven't figured this guy's name out yet, he is 3-0 for the Lansing Lugnuts and has barely allowed any runs in this season so far. A spectacular .31 ERA for the season. Just slightly insane. Allowed only 2 more hits in this game, where he's been basically just breezing through lineups at this point. 3 walks, 5 strikeouts on his way to his 3rd win. And then Ty Tice came in and picked up the save in the shortened 7-inning game. On to game 2, where the Lansing Lugnuts lost to the Whitecaps 3-2. Similar to the first game, not a ton of offense in this one. Lansing Lugnuts only were able to score or to record 3 hits, and yeah, gave up 6. But yeah, as far as the offense goes, this was just a rough game. Kevin Smith recorded a pair of RBIs on a double, and that was pretty much the story for the Lansing Lugnuts in this one, as they unfortunately lost the 2nd game of the doubleheader to the West Michigan Whitecaps. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening, and this has been the Morning Mash, brought to you by the Bird Watching Gamecast. I am very happy to have you all here, and don't forget, we are all over the place. Subscribe buttons everywhere on Google Play, iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, right on Anchor itself, which is our new home. We are going to shortly have this all up on South of the Sixth, which is going to be the new home for the Birdwatching Gamecast. So keep posted on that. I wrote my first article for southofthesix.com yesterday, and that's spelled south of the number 6ix.com. Just to make it fun, you know, according to what Adam says, it's because all you millennials out there love to have all your Blue Jays stuff with a little bit of a extra with the actual number 6 in it. So, good fun times. More to come here on the Birdwatching Gamecast. And also, I was able to pull the excerpt for the Patrick Murphy interview that I did. And that is also going to be available. It should be the right on the playlist here if you keep listening after this game right now. So, good fun times, everybody. I hope you are all enjoying our terrible shenanigans here on the Birdwatching Gamecast. Do not forget to find us on everywhere, as I mentioned. And once again, the Minnesota Twins have the Blue Jays coming in and Aaron Sanchez. So, we will hope to have all that good news for you tomorrow. We hope for another Blue Jays win. Anyway, everybody, have a great, wonderful day.